good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is August the 20th, 2020. Yesterday, our subject was Paul's encouragement to Timothy as he battled fear and timidity. And today, I was wondering or considering what to talk about. And I thought that we ought to kind of discuss the battle which Timothy faced and understand that it is natural for us to battle with the nature. And in this case, battling a fearful nature. That's what Timothy was battling against. If we read 2 Timothy, begin reading in verse number 6, it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God." And so what we understand from that is that Timothy is battling with this fearful nature that he possesses. It must have been part of the nature of Timothy. He was a naturally fearful or timid person. And so the first thing I want us to consider today is that there is a nature which all of us possess. As we said yesterday, fear does not come from God. So if we have fear in our life, we understand that didn't come from God. So if you're struggling with sin or struggling with fear, God didn't send it. So if God didn't send fear into our lives, where does it originate? Fear originates in the sinful nature. The Bible teaches us that we are born in sin. If you go to Ephesians 2, in verse number 3, you'll find that we are by nature the children of wrath. So by nature, we possess a sinful nature. We are born in sin. We are born with a sinful nature. Practicing sin is natural to us. Learning to sin is not needed. We sin by nature. And so what that means practically is that we naturally possess a desire to sin. This means that it could be our nature to be fearful. If you are one who is fearful or full of anxiety, that could just be your nature. We all have sins which are more natural for us to commit than others. For example, one person might be an habitual liar. Another person may tell the truth no matter the situation. They're both lost. They're both have a sinful nature. Just one practices lying. The other one chooses not to lie. However, the person who is a liar might not be susceptible to lust. The person who by nature is truthful may struggle with lust. That one who struggles with lust, they may tell the truth, but they may spend the night looking at pornography. My point is this. Each of us have a sinful nature. Our sinful nature may display itself in fear, anxiety, bearing false witness, lying, or lust. Each of us have a sinful nature we need to learn to overcome. And this is the glory of salvation in Christ Jesus. When we understand that we have been saved, we understand that the salvation is from the sinful nature. When we put our faith in Christ, we believe that He died for our sins. We believe that He took the penalty. However, our salvation doesn't end there. It's not about Jesus just giving us an entrance to heaven. He works in our natural life. We understand that one of the aspects of salvation is that He provided His righteousness for us, which means we no longer need to live according to the old sinful nature. We now have a new nature, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. For the Christian, much of his following after Christ will involve battling the nature with which he has been born. and learning to walk in the new nature which is given to us when we are born again. Practically, this means that we are continually being saved. The flesh is being saved. As we mortify the deeds of the body by following the Spirit, that part of our old nature is being saved. When we confess our sins, God is, faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is a battle which the Christian will undertake until he receives his glorified body. So you're going to be battling a sinful nature the rest of your life. Hopefully you will learn how to put on the new man and overcome your sinful nature in different ways. And if you're a person that is fearful, you'll learn how to trust God and to overcome your fearful nature. So now let's think about the words of Paul to Timothy. Paul tells Timothy, God hasn't given you the spirit of fear. You're fearing, Timothy, as you're going to do this ministry, but that spirit of fear that you have, it didn't come from God. He has given you the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Paul is encouraging Timothy to take up the battle which he is facing with fear. He is encouraging him to walk after the Spirit. He is telling him to crucify the flesh of fear and to put on the power, love, and soundness which was given to him with the new man when he was born again. So today you may be battling a fearful nature. It may be your nature to be fearful. Today, won't you surrender your fear to God? Won't you confess your fear? Put on the new man today, which has the power over fear. Put on the new man and walk in the love which God has for you and which you have for others. Then allow the peace of God which passes all understanding to fill your heart and mind and possess the sound mind which doesn't fear. Know that you can put on these because you realize Christ died on the cross. Listen, Christ died on the cross for your fear. Also realize that he has delivered you from fear by giving you his righteousness. You don't have to walk in a fearful nature. You can overcome your fearful nature through the power of God and walking in the Spirit of God, which does not fear. Walk in the confidence of Christ as you battle your fearful nature. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you that we understand that the death of Jesus on the cross was not just a salvational principle. It was a salvation of reality. When Christ died, he died to make us new creatures. He rescued us from the old sinful nature. I pray today that you will strengthen your people as they understand the battle with fear was won on Calvary. I pray that you will help them to walk in the newness of life which your resurrection provides, and no longer to walk in fear, to walk in confidence and peace following after you. We thank you for the truth of your word that strengthens us. I pray that you will empower your people today. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.